I was asking the Lord what to bring for today, and lots of times right here at this particular time of the year, it being the last day of this year, and thinking about another year has passed, a new year is starting, and there's something new and wonderful that God wants to do. He wants us to be able to remember and learn from the past, but He also wants us to be looking forward, having hope, being at peace. And usually the message is, for right at this time, is something to let us know really a theme for the year, an overall, overarching message that God wants to say to us and for us to remember and tag into throughout the year. And it was funny, the Lord gave me a scripture out of Ezekiel to start with in this message, and it was about turning. We're living in times of stress. Yeah. And like Reggie was mentioning earlier, there's greater things of stress that are coming our way, especially if you believe we are living in the end times. All you gotta do is read what it says, and you know that there's some very awful things out in front of us, and it's good to have a heart and a mind that is prepared for the things that are coming up in this world, so that we're not caught off guard, that we're prepared for anything that comes along, and really. Times of stress requires us to have a heart of peace. We have to be at peace. We have to be at peace with God, and we have to be at peace with our brothers and sisters. There has to be a rest that's in our hearts. And really, we're not going to be at rest if we're turning inward, only looking at situations from our own personal viewpoint. We have to be people that turn to Christ and learn how to be disciplined to turn to Christ as quickly as possible as things happen in this life. Because there's a lot of things that happen in this life that doesn't please us in a personal kind of way. Is that right? And the sooner, and I think we all know this, all of us that are here that are born again, we know that the best place to be is in Christ, with our face turned toward Him, right? And that we turn from our own attitudes and ways of thinking and the way we act and react, that we're in this process of change to, and I think we pretty much, the people that are here, we understand that's part of what life in Christ is all about, is to allow Him to transform us and conform us into the image of the Son, right? This is something that we're giving ourselves to. This is who we are and what we want God to do, and yet we still find quite a bit of battle toward that. We find that there's still inside of us those things that push against that very thing from happening. And like one of the things that came up here earlier in service was, fear and worry and anxiety do play a big part in our life. Now, being Christians, we know that that's not really being in Christ, so we never will admit that to one another. You know, because we have to portray ourselves as these wonderful spiritual people. And yet, every single one of us in this room have fears and insecurities and anxious moments in our life that, you know, the only remedy is turning to Jesus. Isn't it? And we know that up here. And I've been saying to the Lord, God, I want my walk with you to be really genuine. I don't want to just know the right words to say or thoughts to come into my mind where, here's this scripture that can help me out, but then that's all it is a scripture. It isn't something that I feed off of, that I give myself to. And you talk about all in. This is what I really think the Lord is saying to us this year. With the tendencies in this world, the world's going down, but there's also a way to go up, and we're pulled in one of those directions. You know, we can help ourselves in the direction that we go in, can't we? God isn't going to. He's sovereign. He can do as he pleases. But he doesn't just kind of bop us over the head with some little spiritual magic wand and say, okay, now you're protected from every thought and everything that the enemy's going to do. No, he wants us to be genuine, worked in us, sense of trust and belief Well, the suffering that we have to go through to get there sometimes is not so much fun. But God knows what's best for us, and we really need to be people that are entrusting ourselves to that. And we do need to be all in on that. You know, that song about, you know, that middle ground. It's safer there. And we like being safe that way. We don't like being exposed. We don't like to have people think, oh, gee whiz, that person's not so spiritual. Look the way they're acting, you know? And I love what the Lord's doing here in our midst, because I think we're decreasing so that the Lord can increase in our life. Isn't that what we're to do? We're to be turning toward Him and getting away from ourselves.
Amen.
That's really that transforming process. That's funny what I'm going to use for a scripture today with everything I'm saying. But I really do feel, I think it's in Philippians chapter 1, it talks about us having a sincere faith. I think too much of Christianity, and for the most part, I think people that are in the church are saved people, but the depth of that relationship only goes as far as you and I will open up ourselves to, you know. And I think that many of us, I include myself here, we're afraid to go beyond a certain point. It's what's the Lord going to require? If I say I'm all in, well, what's he going to ask me to do? Because maybe I'm not going to like that. And so we don't put ourselves all in. We want to put ourselves all in to Christ. I don't think there's one person here that would go, well, no way. I just want to go this far. No, is it in your heart to say, God, you died for my sins. You love me. You so love the whole world that you gave your son. And whoever believes would have eternal life. I mean, that's a pretty awesome thing. And we would want to be somewhat, be a person, I think, inside. We want to say, I want to respond fully to a God that fully responded to me. When I was lost in my sins, he did all of this. Right?
Yes.
Now, how much more so is he going to do for us who now have turned to him? I mean, the possibility is just overwhelming what the Lord can do. But these fears and these anxieties, these worries really are in our way. And I think the Lord wants us this year to be people that instead of going down that same path, turn to him. You know, we have to, that word repent means to turn. You know, we have to turn away from the way we are, the way we think, the way we act, the way we react. We have to turn away from that. And it's always good to turn in the right direction. And that direction is toward Jesus himself, isn't it? I think everything that we've heard through the songs and what's been said so far could have already turned our mind in that direction. That maybe that's what God is saying to us. Right? I need more of you this year. In a real sincere way. And it's real easy for us who have accepted Christ to shellac the way, make us look good on the outside, but some real changes aren't going on the inside. We can pretend with one another. We can even fool ourselves, can't we? And I've been going to the Lord, God, I want this to be real. I don't want just some little half measure. Please help me. And I know even while I'm saying that, I don't know how much I really want that to happen. I'm being brutally honest.
Yeah.
But isn't that, God already knows what I really mean by that in my own heart. So I'm not fooling him. So I don't want to fool myself. And I don't want to try to fool you. Oh, look at Malcolm. He's up there preaching. I got enough on my plate. You know, and so do you. And God loves us all through this, and he's going to help us all through this. This is what's really wonderful, isn't it? That God, through his power, can give us what we need to be the person that he wants us to be. I love that. Yeah?
All right, let me just give you some scripture. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. You know, in these times of stress, we need to be able to have peace. We need to be able to have rest. This turning needs to turn. We need to turn to Christ. We need to come to him in a new and fresh way. You get this? This is the impact of it. It's turning to the Lord, coming to the Lord every day, and it being new and fresh to us. And when we wake up and we find ourselves just kind of going through some little religious ritual with Jesus, that we recognize it and say, hold it, God. I want something deeper and more wonderful. I'm just going through some motions here. Because I want to really hear you. I want to hear your voice, and I want to know it every time you're saying something to me. I asked the Lord for something this morning. And I said, I'm not going to tell you what it was about, but I was looking for a very clear response from Jesus. Now, I also knew he had no obligation to respond to me as fast as I would want him to. He has no obligation to, right? He'll do it in his time, and I understand that, And I was so appreciative that his response to me, because it was coming from somebody else in my family, his response to me came very quickly, and it
it eased a particular anxiety of mine. Now, he didn't have to do that, but he did. But I was asking for something real. And he didn't need to do it at the moment that he did it, but boy, was I glad that he did. You know? I want that fresh, alive relationship with God. And we can really slide into a lukewarm, middle ground relationship with God. And I don't think he likes that. Do you? And he understands us. He understands how we get caught up in our own life and all these things that are going on. But I don't think he wants us. He understands. But he doesn't want us to make excuses for ourselves. You understand that? You think about that. Because God, really, God, you know, the person that made everything, the person that has all the power and this tremendous fiery love that just can consume us and love, you know, just overwhelm us, wants a deeper relationship with you and me. That blows me away. Do you believe that? You know, because sometimes when you believe something and you really know that you believe it, and there's a depth of, don't you just kind of jump up in the air sometimes? No? Yes? I jump up in the air, but I think I land wrong and hurt myself. But last night, my daughter and her boyfriend were up, and we were playing this game, and you had to act out the words. I think it was called, what was the name of that? Heads Up. You guys know what that game is? Anyway, so the word was dolphin. Libby's boyfriend there did the greatest dolphin. I can't. I wouldn't even come close to the way he projected himself. He marked himself as a dolphin.
Something out. I have to get something ready for a class or whatever, and my
my head's starting to spin around, and I'm starting to get anxious, and I don't know how am I going to get all this done, and, you know, I don't have a lot of, and I have all this stuff going on in my mind. If I think about coming to, you know, turning toward Jesus, important and needful for us to be that light of God in a dark world. And you hear me say this, I don't know how many times, because I think God is saying this over and over and over and over to us. The world is in a dark place. The world needs people of light. We can't give light if we're not in the light. And we can be Christians and not be in the light. We can still be in the dark about ourselves, about what does that person mean by saying that. And you can misunderstand, that's being in the dark, isn't it?
Sure.
You can be unforgiving, you can be, I mean, choose your poison. And you and I can miss out on things. We're children of the light, so walk in the light. You have to walk. We have to make a choice. We have to take a step to move in that direction. And that's a daily thing. And if we look at it as, gee whiz, this is burdensome. I got to remember to do this every day. You know, that can be, go ahead, Tim.
I like how in that phrase, right as you're finishing that, it says, take my yoke upon you, let me teach you, I'm humble and gentle at heart. So if you're wearing the yoke, you're giving up your control. So he is giving the control from then on and giving the direction, and you're just going where you're told and doing what you're told to do.
Yeah.
But we as people, even when you say being all in, we think of it as something we have to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's actually giving up authority, which is not easy for anybody in today's society.
Yeah. And I was right where I was going with that. I was going right there. And I think this is important for us to realize that the yoke, a yoke means there's two involved. And there is one that leads. Right?
Yeah.
You can't have two doing the leading. One is going to be the stronger and is going to lead in that yoke of oxen. But it takes two. Jesus' power and rest and peace and everything about him, that who he is, that can give us what we need. We have to submit. We have to agree. We have to give that over. We have to turn toward Him. Yeah. Rest only comes that way. I think a lot of times, some of my anxious moments is I'm fighting with God because I want it done a particular way, and it isn't happening like that. And so I'm almost wrestling with God about it, right? Instead of being relaxed and trusting, God, you got this under control. You know, because the thing about this unrest, this anxiousness, is that it's hard to hear what God really wants us to do sometimes. Because we're in turmoil. If we're at rest and we're trusting, it's so much easier to hear and obey. Now, last night we were playing this game. And so there were the four of us. And so one had the card up there on the little headband, which that person couldn't see. And then there's the three others that are going to give clues to that person. Do you know how when three people are trying to give you clues at the same time, you know, you can do. You got to focus. I kind of focus on the person that thought was going to give me the best kind of clues, right? And it was amazing through the course of the evening playing that fun game. Sometimes I would be looking right at my wife, and she was giving me stuff. And sometimes it was Libby, and sometimes it was Daryl. But you know, you have to focus. You can't be getting all this stuff all over the place. We need to turn to one person and one person only, and that is God. My sheep hear my voice. Right? Now, I think we all know the voice of God. We know what meets our heart. That voice that convicts us of sin. That voice that says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That voice that is encouraging and loving. We know that voice. If our heads aren't, you know, if we're not all spinning around from the things of this life, it's easier to hear His voice. And I think the Lord wants us to be people that aren't going, they're turning and... No, you know, we make the turn, we're moving in the direction He wants us to move in. Yeah?
Last summer we went to the fair, and we like to go watching often, go look off the course.
Yeah.
And this girl should not have been more than 100 pounds. She had a little, not a whip, but
right.
She had two oxen that weighed 3,000 pounds apiece, and she walked them through this obstacle course, backed them up, took them here, took them there, by talking to them, and once in a while she'd take that little stick and move, but you know, maybe take it. Sometimes that's how it is with the Lord. You know, we yoke with somebody, and he's directing us, and he listens, and he can move anybody anywhere he wants, like that little girl did those young. She was like, not even up to the belly of those things. And she was directing her hat like nothing. So pretty interesting.
That's what we really want. I mean, I know we all want that. And we can all walk out of here. Well, that's what I want. But you know what? It's going to take you and I, moment by moment, through the rest of this day and tomorrow and all the days thereafter, to sow to those very things. Right? And hopefully we're going to be able to be aware when we are and when we're not. Hey, I gotta get my act together here. I'm gonna slide off and some up, you know, I gotta get back online. I wanna be all in, right? I wanna find my rest in at peace. When you're at peace, you know you're in the spirit, don't you? When you're at peace, I don't mean feeling self-satisfied. I'm talking about peace. Okay, there's a joy and a peace that comes when you have the Holy Spirit ministering to you, and you know what I'm talking about. So it says in verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So I pray that this year coming up, though it could be a year of increased stress, it could be that we will be at peace. We will walk in the rest of the Lord, yoked to Him, turned in His direction, disciplined by the Spirit to turn there. Amen. Lord, we thank you today. We desire, Lord, to be yoked with you, that our minds, our spirits would turn to you, that we would have a renewed mind. We thank you, Lord, today.
Thank you, Lord.
That just reminded me, I have one other scripture that I'm going to read. And it's also in Philippians, which So this went with that. This went with what was said by other people. This is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. It says this: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Who was saying that? Was that Melinda that was saying that? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's what we're going to need. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, what things are just, whatsoever things are pure, lovely, things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah, right? Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking when you were saying